I call myself a body architect. I trained in classical ballet and have a background in architecture and fashion. As a body architect, I fascinate with the human body and explore how I can transform it. I worked at Philips Electronics in the Far Future Design Research Lab, looking 20 years into the future. I explored the human skin and how technology can transform the body. I worked on concepts like an electronic tattoo, which is augmented by touch, or dresses that blushed and shivered with light. I started my own experiments. These were the low-tech approaches to the high-tech conversations I was having. These are Q-tips stuck to my roommate with wig glue. I started a collaboration with a friend of mine, Bart Hess. He doesn't normally look like this. And we used ourselves as models. We transformed our apartments into our laboratories and worked in a very spontaneous and immediate way. We were creating visual imagery, provoking human evolution. Whilst I was at Philips, we discussed this idea of a maybe technology, something that wasn't either switched on or off, but in between, a maybe, that could take the form of like a gas or a liquid. And I became obsessed with this idea of blurring the perimeter of the body so you couldn't see where the skin ended and the near environment started. I set up my studio in the red light district and obsessively wrapped myself in plumbing tubing and found a way to redefine the skin and create this dynamic textile. I was introduced to Robin, the Swedish pop star, and she was also exploring how technology coexists with raw human emotion. And she talked about how technology with these new feathers, this new face paint, this punk, the way that we identify with the world, and we made this music video.